This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with chief executive officers, CEOs and founders of 20 space startups in New Delhi. The Prime Minister called for wider applications of space technology to improve the lives of people. Mr. Modi noted that the country's space sector can become a magnet for global talent, companies and investment, and suggested creating an ecosystem and an environment where when the world thinks of space, it looks towards India, emphasizing greater collaboration between space industry and other social development sectors. The Prime Minister encouraged greater collaboration with the Atal Tinkering Labs to nurture curiosity and interest among young minds for space. Mr. Modi also congratulated the leaders of the space sector for showing courage in taking the lead in a new area. He said that the confidence shown by the sector has strengthened the vision with which the space sector was opened to private participation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for several projects worth around 189 crore rupees at the headquarters of the Sashastra Seema Bal SSB in Siliguri, West Bengal today. Mr. Shah stated that since the BJP government came to power at the centre, the welfare personnel responsible for border security has been given utmost priority. He highlighted that the SSB is performing the challenging task of guarding open borders with countries like Nepal and Bhutan, calling it one of the toughest duties. Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwani Vaishnav today launched the Mobile Phone Manufacturing Scheme MPMS. Union Cabinet had approved the scheme last month. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said the scheme has come into effect from 1st of April 2026. The scheme aims to increase global competitiveness by further enhancing the scale, deepening the mobile manufacturing supply chain and stronger domestic manufacturing capabilities. Government today reiterated that the welfare and security of Indian seafarers' communities of high priority for India. Briefing the media in New Delhi, spokesperson of the Minister of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that India continues to closely follow developments in West Asia. Talking about an incident involving two foreign flagged vessels, Mr. Jaiswal said that all 22 seafarers are safe and the government is in touch with the relevant officials regarding this matter to ensure their safety and well-being. Army Chief General Dhiraj Seth's Nepal visit, the spokesperson said that during his visit, the Army Chief was conferred the rank of Honorary General. He noted that this reflects the long-standing friendship between the two countries and the armed forces. Union Minister J.P. Nadda today hit out at Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, over a sit-in protest outside the Sansad Marg police station in New Delhi. Talking to media, Mr. Nadda said that this protest is neither for the interest of the students nor for the sake of justice. He alleged that this is a symbol of the Congress Party's political desperation and Mr. Gandhi's hunger for media attention. Government today signed a $230 million loan with Asian Development Bank, ADB, to modernize and expand Chennai's water supply and sanitation infrastructure. The Minister of Finance said that the Chennai Climate Resilient Water Security and Sewerage Project will improve access to safe and reliable water supply and better sanitation services across Chennai. In hockey, the Indian women's team will take on the Netherlands in the opening match of the second pool phase of the FIH World Cup in Amstelveen, the Netherlands today. The match is scheduled to begin at 9:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Under the new format, the top two teams from Pool E will qualify for the semi-finals. India's Kajal Dhochak has won her second consecutive Under-20 World Wrestling Championship title. She clinched the women's 76-kilogram gold medal with a commanding 7-0 victory over China's Jingru San in the final. In the 72-kilogram category, Tanu Sharma, and in the 62-kilogram category, Savita, won silver medals after losing the respective final bouts. India's Mansi Lathar is in contention for gold in the 68-kilogram category. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, India's Trisha Joly and Gayatri Gopichand have stormed into the women's double semifinals and assured the country of a coveted medal at the prestigious championship. They upset the fourth seeds Jia Yifan and Zhang Shuxian of China at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. Tresha Gayatri will take on top seeds Liu Xiangshu and Tan Ning in the semifinals on Saturday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.